Let me set the scene. It looks as if we are caring more for our repatriated persons than for our emigrated persons. We have a secretariat dedicated to them specifically. That is why we have a number of programs to provide support to our repatriated persons and their relatives. This secretariat created a permanent fund and did so in 2012. Law 4815 gives set aside 2% of income derived from sugar and tobacco. This gives us our budget to organize social services that we provide. It would be interesting if you could recommend that the government increase this percentage, which would thus increase our budget and thus increase our ability to support our returnees, because these 2% on tobacco and sugar is for us to support not only returnees but spouses and children. We do not discriminate between nationals and non-nationals if they are relatives of returnees. Previously, you spoke of schools and nationality. With the repatriation certificate issued by the Secretariat, applicants can have access to schools and education, and children can be enrolled even if they are undocumented and have no residence permit. This is so well established that even the secondary school directors and primary school heads themselves are used to managing the paperwork to enable children to apply and go to school as soon as they arrive on our territory. Now, on the nationality option now, and this requirement for them to be in the country to apply for nationality. The article that governs this matter is constitutional. In other words, they need to be in another country. So they need to be in Paraguay to do the paperwork. They can't be abroad. That's what the constitution says. Now, if there's a problem with permission granted by either of the parents, we have a special unit called the Nationality Option Unit, put together to deal with the whole issue of nationality and its consequences and the various scenarios, whether a parent is present or not. Because as you know, the certificate for nationality when the child is a minor needs to be signed by both parents. If one is missing, then our lawyers do their best through a number of means, such as taking a case to the judiciary, to secure a permit for the nationalization of a minor can happen when one of the parents is missing or when contact with one of the parents has been broken. If that is too much, too complicated, then the Ministry of Public Defense is approached to intervene and resolve the issue. But we are always seeking ways to resolve issues, to help, to provide people who need this document with this document. We cannot change what the Constitution says. And the Constitution says that application can only be done by people who are physically in the country. Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Ms. Martinez. And I give the floor to the Foreign Affairs Ministry and the